Don't worry, I'm not recycling that one. That's an old one. Okay. This is not all new stuff that I've done. I wasn't going to be speaking, but ended up having to say something. One of the things that I have been working on the last couple of years in my classroom was literacy. And I was kind of reminded about this stuff that I've been doing because I got put onto this group at school looking at dialogic teaching and having conversation in the classroom. And it kind of struck me that it went back to the issues that I'd been having, where it's very hard to have a conversation when kids don't actually have the vocabulary to have that conversation about physics. So there's just a couple of topics here that I want to speak about. The first thing, really, I call it stop it. Stop using the word it. So you ask a kid to describe what's happening in the circuit. Well, it gets hotter, so it increases, and then it does something else. But they never actually tell you what it is. So I've been trying really, really hard to get them to use subject-specific vocabulary, to introduce the proper terms so that they're using nouns rather than pronouns. Okay. Now, some of this stuff does actually fit quite nicely into curriculum. For example, I'm not going to go into all these notes, but if anyone's interested, there is this one here. I can use a range of strategies and resources independently and ensure that the spelling, including specialist vocabulary, is accurate. Okay, so if you want to tick a box for someone, there's your box to tick. So the things I've been doing, I've been taking, let's imagine that I've been dealing with standard grade. Take a unit from the arrangements document from the SQA site, and just paste it into Wordle. Okay, so the link's there for anyone that wants it. So you can paste it into Wordle, and Wordle does those lovely pictures that Jen was showing us a few minutes ago. And tag, what's the other one? Tag Zedo. So Tag Zedo can arrange words. Wordle can arrange words, and you can get these. You can get these lovely. You can get these lovely pictures of words. Okay, and it might help at this point if I just show you what some of these pictures of words might look like. So if I skip to my blog for a second, here we go. So I had this conversation with kids in my class about how things might look. So here's a couple that I've done before, okay? Here's a using electricity topic, here's the electronics topic, and key vocabulary arranged, and as you probably know, the larger the font that's used, the more prominent, the more important that word seems to be in the text, like Jen was talking about. Okay, so I had a talk with third years about what would actually help, what would make you use these posters if I made these posters. And they said, well, we don't know, we've not seen them. So we made a few in class. And I've got some bullet points here. They don't want too many words on their posters, right? They don't want this just complete wall of words. And Wordle defaults to 150 words. I mean, I would struggle to see what all the words were. So we chopped it down, and they were happy with 50. They thought 50 wasn't so bad. Some of them I go down to about 30. And Wordle can arrange them so you can have vertical words, horizontal words. They don't like that. They would like everything to be all nice and horizontal so it's easy to read. They don't want clashing colours. And they don't like if you're being a little bit cheapskate. So if I was to do something like that and use bright colours but then print it on white paper, they actually don't like that. They're much more inclined to use it if it's visually appealing. Okay, so some of the department colour laser printer budget might have accidentally been spent there in the past. Good. So the other thing is a big cluster of words. They don't like words that stick out. They want to look at it and they want to see all the words together. They find it very distracting if the words go off and lead them away from the rest of the group of words. So this helps. And I take a screenshot of the Wordle once I'm happy with it, and I run it through block posters. Okay, and the links are all, if you follow that link there, you'll get all the blurb about it. And when it's all block postered, so I make it up, so I've got maybe 5 sheets by 2 sheets or something up on the wall, and I change the display of posters around the room according to the topics that I'm doing. And that helps them to use specific vocabulary. The second thing, here's another outcome we can work on. I can convey information and describe events, explain processes or concepts, providing substantiating evidence and synthesize ideas or opinions in different ways, cause and effect. And I work on this right the way up to higher, and I start with a question and answer. And I give them a question, I give them a choice of model answers, and I say, okay, I want you to work in a group. Here's a scenario, here's a question. I'm giving you answers as well. I give them a box. Pick which of these answers is the best answer. Which one do you think's best? Give me the reasons that your answer is best. I'm not actually interested in the physics at this point. I want them to identify what is it that makes an answer good. Now, we then collaborate as a class and we build a mind map. What are the things in there that makes a good answer? Okay, so I use inspiration for this on the smart board, but you know, there's plenty of things you can use. And once they've done that, and once they actually recognise the anatomy of a good answer, then I give them a formative exercise where they peer assess. I give them another question in a similar vein where they construct their own answer, mindful of what the mind map is, and then they get feedback from the other people sitting in their group. What's it like? And they give feedback. How can I make that answer better? How can I use that feedback there? The reason it's important in physics that you can do this, here's a quick breakdown of higher physics. 2010, 12 of the 70 marks in the written paper were about describing, explaining, justifying. A whopping 19 of the 70 marks in 2008. If you're actually a physicist and like to play with numbers and you don't like using words, you should have sat higher physics in 2006. Only 5 marks out of 70 for describe, explaining, or justifying a concept. Thank you. Thank you.